From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. In a few minutes we'll be turning to the Psalm 23. First here's the Reverend William McRae singing, Oh for a Closer Walk with God.
Oh for a closer walk with God, I can and heavenly frame, a light that shines upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Where is that blessed ness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is that soul refreshing view of Jesus and His Word? The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from my throne and worship.
We'll read once again the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. We have been considering the 23rd Psalm. It's a most beautiful portion of Scripture, so easily memorized. That's why we teach it to our children. That's why many of us who have had any Christian influence at all will retain these words in our hearts through life. We have considered the personality of the Good Shepherd from the first part of verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. There we see the Jehovah God, the one who is sacred, the one who is holy, the one who is unchangeable. We also considered the provision of the Good Shepherd, where David said, I shall not want. God provides our temporal and our spiritual needs. Today we're going to think about the program of the Good Shepherd. From verses 2 and 3, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The first aspect to the program of the Good Shepherd is rest. And whenever we think of the rest that God provides, I would draw your attention to two key phrases. David said, He maketh me, and he leadeth me. He maketh me. The shepherd made his sheep to lie down in green pastures. He led them to some were green, some were lush, somewhere where the sheep could rest without fear, and there he caused them to be at peace. It was what the shepherd did for the sheep. A person becomes a Christian because of what God does for him. A Christian is a Christian because God's love has made it possible. The child of God is at rest because of the love of God. Is that not what John 3 verse 16 is all about? You know it so well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Christian rests in the love of God. And then David also said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Ever walk beside a swift flowing stream where the water was foaming and bubbling as it broke against the stones and boulders? Why was that water so turbulent? It was because the depth was shallow and the banks were narrow. On the other hand, if you walk beside waters that are so still, it seems there is hardly a current at all. In such a place, you can be sure that there is depth, because still waters always run deep. Where is the position of greater peace? The fast flowing brook with its noise and its turbulence, or the slow flowing stream with its deep water? When God saves us and makes us Christians, he leads us to a place of still waters. The Christian experience is not something shallow and light-hearted. It is a deep experience. It is serious, but above all, it is real. Oh, the reality of knowing Christ. The Lord changes. The Lord transforms. The Lord keeps. He makes us rest in green pastures. He leads us by still waters. It is not something that lasts for a few minutes. It's not a mere decision that can be altered. It is something life-changing. Something that is constantly developing as we come closer to God. It is something that is real. Have you got it today? Have you received this rest in your soul? Has he made you to lie down? And has he led you by the still waters? We see rest here in the program of the Good Shepherd, but we also see restoration. David said, he restoreth my soul. There are times when every Christian feels cold, barren, and backslidden. We mourn over our sins and we become conscious of our failures. Oh, you might say, if you're a Christian, why do you fail God? It is only a Christian who is conscious of failing God. The person who is not a Christian sins. He has no conscience about it. He is quite happy with the sin. But the Christian, because he is a new creature, sins and he's miserable. He cries out for restoration. And this is what the Good Shepherd does for his people. He restores us. He brings us to peace once again when we feel him. David feared God. And when he did feel God, he prayed. And he prayed in the Psalm 51, a prayer that Christians should ever make when they know themselves to sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. God is the God of restoration. People can write us off. People can say such and such a person has failed. There's no hope for him. But God says, Joel 2:25, I'll restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. William Cowper, the hymn writer, was a most sensitive young man who felt his sin. And when he felt his sin, he wrote the words, where is the blessedness I knew? when first I walked with God, for it is the soul refreshing view of Jesus and his word. Return, O holy dove, return, sweet messenger of rest. Help me to hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. Thirdly, please consider righteousness, the program of the Good Shepherd. There's rest, there's restoration, but there's also righteousness. David said, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The paths that the Lord requires his people to walk in are known as paths of righteousness. This is something which the believer must always be conscious of. The command which comes from God is, be ye holy, for I am holy. There was a time when born-again Christians had a lifestyle which clearly marked them out as being different from society. Professing followers of Christ did not drink alcohol because of the destructive nature of liquor. Christians did not dance because it exposed them to the wrong company, encouraged them to listen to music not God glorifying, and the immoral undertones of the dance had the danger of leading the believer into sexual sin. Therefore, the people of God chose to follow the words of Paul, touch not, taste not, handle not. Christians in a bygone era refused to gamble even where the seemingly innocent practices of the raffle tickets and the lottery were concerned. Such a separation was and is important because it illustrates the doctrine of repentance to the world at large. If Christianity is to have any value, it must demonstrate the fact that the Christian lives a different life. If Christians live exactly the same as everyone else, then why become a Christian? That is exactly the difficulty today. The barriers between the church and the world have become blurred. Many Christians feel that the older practices are now outdated. The result is this: Christianity has lost much of its practical holiness. And as a result of that, Christians have lost their power and have lost their influence in the world. Remember, dear believer, if there is one path the Lord wants to lead you along, it is this. It is a path of righteousness. When seeking the will of God, let us always choose holiness. And where something is debatable or doubtful, play safe and avoid it altogether. Finally, a word for those who are unconverted. How does one become a Christian? By trusting Christ and by repentance. Repentance is a turning from sin. Each individual has their private sins, which are incompatible with Christianity. There must be a repudiating of that sin, a turning to Jesus Christ for salvation. Seek the paths of righteousness. Remember this, however, it is only through Christ that we can be righteous. He was the Holy One who died for our sins. Look to him for the change that he alone can bring. This is Christ's program. Are we living it out in our lives? Have we got the rest? Do we enjoy the restoration? Are we walking in the paths of righteousness? Are we looking unto Jesus? Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.